the TM.
Hello.
You was on there.
What?
You had a lot of good reviews, though.
I did. I was surprised.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life.
From Fresno's elite venue, MIA Nightclub, I'm your host, Matt Woods. This is my co-host, Dominique Love, and this is the Sip and Talk interview show. Today, we have two exciting special guests who have left a lasting impression on Fresno's nightlife community. They are recognized for their exceptional event organization and DJing skills, as well as their positive impact, which has led to numerous packed events throughout the Central Valley. They are also the visionaries behind the highly successful I Love R&B Night at the Rosé, a beloved event in Fresno, known for its old school vibes and safe and vibrant atmosphere.
Let's give a warm welcome to DJ Alex and Liddy Mike. So, tell me about how you guys became friends and what brought you guys together as the Liddy Tunes.
It's like a three-part question.
Yeah, that's a three-part question for sure.
We became friends through a mutual friend. He went by the name of Scorpio, so honestly, we became friends, honestly, just going out.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as I had graduated, I started going to Switch.
Right.
Okay. I believe he was like a year older than me. So we kind of went there. I had a friend, Scorpio, who I met, who's also like, I think he was your best friend at the time, right?
Yeah, he was my best friend.
Yeah. Right. So ended up connecting us together. We were going out, and then we kind of just kind of clicked.
Okay. I mean, friendship is everything, especially when you don't know somebody and you're going into it knowing someone totally different, and you know, but also to it matches the same vibe that you have going out when you're doing things, you know. So, but what made both of you get into hosting and doing DJing events throughout the Fresno area?
Well, that was actually my idea. Okay. So, basically, shout out to the guys out in Oakland, my guy Mill, all of them. They had like a big DJ group out there, and originally he had an event that he had a DJ, he couldn't make it. And I had always like played around with the sticks, whatever. We call it the sticks, the controller. Right. And so one day he needed me to DJ for him. So I'm like, all right, you know, I DJ tonight and I had such a great time. It was like, I didn't know DJing was this fun.
Right, yeah.
And so I went out to Oakland and I seen these dudes out there and they had like a big DJ group. It was like five of them. And I forgot what it was called, but they throw events every weekend, right? But it would always be lit because it was five of them.
Right.
And so I came back home and I'm like, yo, I seen these dudes out there, whatever. Had a big old party, blase, blase. We should start up our own group, you know? And so from then on, at first, he was a little skeptical, whatever. And then I can't, you know, I just hit him with the name. I'm like, let's do Liddy Tunes. You be the tunes, I'm the Liddy.
Right.
And he was like, all right, let's do our first one. We do our first party. And
what was you guys' first party?
We did a Halloween party. Yeah. And the story behind that is actually crazy. Should I say it on camera?
Yeah, you can say it.
I can say it on camera. So basically, we actually got a lot of, like, negative feedback from that party.
Was that one the one on the west side?
Yes.
I was there.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the original name of the party?
Oh, you guys had, I think you guys had like the, what is it, the Jason mask on the flag or something?
You remember the on there?
No, my memory wasn't that good.
This was around the time when the Jeffrey Dahmer film
had come out. Okay.
And we made a big old flyer called The Return of Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm. And literally, oh my gosh, we got so much give back. My boy, I don't think I can say that, but one of my people let me know some serious stuff was going down because we named the party The Return of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Disclaimer, we never watched the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
We never watched it. We just knew it was a scary movie.
It was viral.
You're thinking promo, trending. Y'all were like, all right, let's see him.
So, for real.
But let's find out, you know, he was eating, you know, black homosexuals. So the black gay community,
they
like it. So the party almost got shut down.
It was crawling up the city hall.
We're getting calls from the city. Yeah, everything. Like, you guys have to
shut this
party down.
That's our first party.
Oh,
800 people.
Yeah, it was cool.
Wow. That's crazy. Speaking of controversy, Alex. I mean, you know where this question is going.
You might want to take a sip.
You might want to sip this
straight to it.
So I was in the nightlife a lot. So I went to a lot of you guys' events, especially at Bobby's on a Tuesday night. That was my spot.
Okay.
So why did Bobby's block you?
If you wanted that.
Block
you.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
That's a two-parted answer. I really, I genuinely don't know. I have an idea, and then I have what they told me.
Right.
Okay.
What they tell me is, oh, we didn't know you were blocked.
Right.
The second idea I have, I used to DJ there with Marcus Anthony.
Which shout out Marcus. Okay. Shout out Marcus.
There was an altercation that happened. Wasn't really a part of, but I was a part of.
Mm.
And ended up kind of like shutting down that whole night.
Okay.
You know, I think it was like a mutual who I know was there, had an altercation because they're associated with me at the time.
Right.
You know, happened. So I think that's why I got blocked.
Was it because, I mean, was it that, did they still want to work with you after they blocked you? They didn't want to work with you, period.
They don't
want to. Okay.
How did you get them to unblock you?
Yeah.
Oh,
being a pest.
Being a pest. Yeah. Me, I'm petty. I'm, you know, when I'm petty, I'm funny. So literally, I don't even know how it had happened. We were then talking about doing something about it. I'm like,
it's not as big as you guys are getting. They were like, you know, I want them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna block them because,
you know, like, you know what I mean? We had talked about doing an event there, and I'm like, oh, let me try to DM them.
Right, right.
Came to find out I was blocked. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I just walk up in Bobby's one random Friday. I'm like, hey, I'm blocked. Like, y'all know why? No one can answer my question. So I'm like, shit, let's have fun with this.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I ended up making a video on my story, like, oh, help me get Bobby's, so block me. I'm having people tag Bobby's. I even wrote a review on Google saying, hey, I'd love to give you guys 5 stars, but I'm blocked. Yeah, I'll give y'all 2, but if y'all unblock me, I'll go back to 5. After that, that's when the owner finally called.
This is definitely going to go viral.
Yeah.
You know. Mike, did you know that that this will have a impact on the city, that you, what you guys are doing right now? Did you know that it will be a major impact?
Like what we're doing right now, or like you're saying, like the DJing stuff and all?
Yes, the hosting, the DJing, what you guys accomplished throughout the time being together. Have it changed, you know, the lifestyle? Have it changed, you know, what you guys do on a day basis, or, you know, on just the future wise, like you guys, you know?
Honestly, no, I didn't. When we first started, you're saying when we first started, correct?
Or just overall, like?
Yeah, no, when we first started, for me, I genuinely was just like, we just having fun.
Right.
You know, and I feel like I'm real big on opportunities. And I feel like when something's placed in front of you, right, it's that's God telling you that you should taste it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so just for me, it just seemed like something that I didn't really have a future plan for it or see where it was going to go.
We just came.
Yeah, I just knew we were both good people and we wanted to do the right thing. You know?
Right. Yeah.
That's just where we're at.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's a lot when definitely in Fresno to, you know, make a major impact. The impact that you guys have been making in the city for what you guys have been doing, not just the DJing and the hosting, but just the influential impact you guys are making throughout the city.
Yeah.
You know, through, you know, community events or just working with other people. You know, as I seen you guys, this is actually my first time seeing you guys and meeting you guys. But also too, you guys have influenced so many other people that want to do DJing or want to do host events. What are some
or gave people the platform as well. Appreciate it.
But, you know, that's something major, especially coming from the city, that especially coming from individuals, Black individuals that, you know, Black men that have, you know, are trying to make change in the city and trying to do positive things in the city and stuff like that. DJ Alex, has it been overwhelming to see so many people trying to book you guys and to, you know, get you guys to go to the party or get them to go to the party? Like, it has been like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, well, I can't do this party today, but I could do it.
Yeah.
You
know, I think in the beginning when we first started and when, you know, our notoriety and like the, what do I say? Kind of like how big we started getting. At first it was kind of overwhelming because we were getting hit from this person. Oh, let's work together. Oh, come to this. At first it was overwhelming, but once we kind of got the hang of it, you kind of learned the discipline, I guess, and you know what to accept and what not to accept. So it was overwhelming at first.
Yeah. But I mean, I could see because y'all be busy, boy. Every event I see is it's y'all hosting or one of you guys is at this event, one of you guys is at this event, you know. But I like that because, you know, it's just, we need that. We need good events that it's not about the drama. It's not chaos, you know, because if, you know, we're all from Fresno. Mm-hmm. We know where, you know, where what it could be and stuff like that. But it has its days when, you know, it gets wild.
For sure.
But there's never an event that is this positive. You can go have a good vibe, have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys definitely made that happen for the city and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah, hell yeah.
Congratulations to y'all.
Definitely.
Okay, so my question is how did you guys make it happen with working together? Because two men have a hard time working together. Sometimes they break apart. We have a lot of groups that in Fresno that have broke apart. How do y'all adapt with talking to each other and working together? Do y'all get along?
We know you guys fight for sure. It's like a brotherhood. You guys are brothers.
Y'all look at each other like brothers. How does it work? Because you guys have been successful for a long time for a friendship.
Right, definitely.
I would say, honestly, it all started with, like, the foundation, you know? A lot of times when people go into business, right, going into business, say I go into business with a random person, we don't really have a foundation to go off of. It's just I'm me, and we're going to try to make this work. But I think the thing that really helped us was before we went into business, I already looked at him as kind of like a brother, you know? So it's like when you're doing business with your brother or with somebody that's super close to you, you kind of, like, I could give him a whole bunch of money right now. I wouldn't expect him to steal nothing from me. And I think the same feeling is vice versa. Right. You know? So
yeah,
we just have that foundation and that level of trust and loyalty to the point of where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, and we're both good people. Like, so it's like, at the end of the day, I feel like good people do good business.
Yeah, definitely.
And as long as we just keep our priorities and our values, I think that's really the main
thing. Right, I mean, that's cool. Because like I said, brotherhood is everything.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't know a person and you go into knowing a person and get to know who they are and what they're doing. Uh-huh. We match each other's energy.
Exactly.
You know, that's the most important thing, because there's not a lot of people out here that we match, you know.
And we don't do it for the money, too. That's a big
thing. Right. Definitely not about the money. Yeah.
When you're doing it for the money,
it never works out.
It never works out.
It never works out. It's always problems. You guys are always arguing. It's always something, you know what I mean?
Me and him argue.
We argue.
I'm pretty sure.
No. Like, if you know us, you know, she probably know, like, we agree about 10% of the time. And 90% of the time is when we're arguing or disagreeing. But the thing with us is like, and I think I've always valued it, is like, even if we don't agree, that certain type of trust, or like, okay, I might not agree with you, but I trust what you feel and how you think this could go. So I think that's where we kind of are able to. That's what holds us together. I think that trust and love.
That's cool. That's important. That's definitely important.
I got the hot questions already.
Got the questions for you.
I'll
get one before you give out the
details. Right.
So we know you guys are in the gym. You guys, you know, we know you guys are trying to get built, fit, and get ready. How has that journey been throughout that time of getting to the gym and getting yourself back healthy? And also, too, like I said, you guys are influential, so you guys are inspiring other people to do the same thing and to be positive, too, to be more healthy.
Macho, man. Muscles out.
I feel like at the end of the day, for me, and I've kind of like gone down different paths with this answer, I'm gonna feel like at the end of the day, we're all just vessels. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're here to be used. And I consider like my body as a temple. My body is a temple to God. You know, and so with everything that I do, especially the gym, it started off as just therapy for real and just my quiet place where I could go. And now it's just going to me just trying to give glory to God, you know, take care of the temple that he's given me. And with people that do come and follow, because a lot of people will come randomly and just ask to train with me or whatever. And it's like, you know, I love helping and I love to be of service to others. So that's really my biggest thing with the gym, is just to be a light, let people know, take care of your body.
Right.
Now you get this body, you lived another day.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know what? I think that when you go to school, I go to the gym every single day. I don't take no breaks just because I want the body that I want.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that when you go to the gym, it kind of constructs a more of like, it constructs your mind to, you know, have more, how can I say it, more stability, you know, with life. Because some people go to the gym and go one day, but, you know, dedication, you know, I mean, when you go to the gym, it is dedicated. You're dedicated every single day. I mean, if you go to the gym or you miss a day, you're like, damn, I missed the day. I gotta go. I gotta do something. So I kind of know what you mean by that, because at first I didn't like really going to the gym. My my bro came and he came from LA. He came from LA and he was just like, you know, let's go to the gym and stuff like that. He was like, you know, you gotta do every day. Me, I was just going in the gym doing a couple. I wasn't even doing sets. I was just doing, you know, every workout bench or every single Western machine and stuff like that. But you know, he taught me to you know, to make sure instructing myself.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you do this, make sure that. But also to instruct my mind to you know, want it and to believe in myself. And that, you know, when you go in the gym, it's like, okay, I'm looking better. I'm looking good. In the beginning, I'm like, what am I going to work for? But you know, eventually it becomes like that, and but it helps out you know, your mind, it helps out, you know, your body, but also too, it makes you want to do more things. I mean, it energizes you throughout the day. So I kind of know, you know, what you're talking about. I mean, I've been seeing you guys be lifting. Like, I'll be like, I don't want to work out with them because I just seen you worked out with somebody, I think a couple of days ago. He was with
Elijah.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Oh yeah, Elijah, yeah, I seen that. You were like, oh no, I'm like, oh no.
He said he threw up twice.
He threw up twice.
I'm like, oh wow.
This is one of my biggest inspirations with the gym. Like, I think for me it's always been easy. Like, I could work out for 2 weeks and get quick results. But I feel like one of the hardest things to do in life, period, is to do the same thing every day.
Yeah.
And then it get the same exact result as yesterday. You know, it's a lot harder to cut fat than it is to be.
No, muscle, definitely. You know? Yeah, definitely.
And my guy right here, he's been.
Yo, he's been working. He's so been we've been seeing. How has the journey been with you? Like, have it been, like, exciting? Like, do you want to go all the time? Or has it, like, really constructed your mind to, like, you know what? This is what I want. This is what I'm trying to head. This is a goal that
you tastes did. like a mature sex at the beach.
It's called whenever my bartender texts me. He said, "Hey, can we sound quick? I'm like, I can mess up. you can pull up greening on the phone. Nah.
So simple.
Super size.
All right. So for my question is, do you think that Fresno nightlife has changed since you guys came into the scene?
For sure.
Yeah.
How has it changed since you guys came? Well, we know that before you guys came, it was so hard to go to an event that was so hard to just have a good time.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, how has that, like, changed since you guys came?
I think a big thing with us is when we go to events, we go there to have fun, but we actually really go there to do research.
Right.
We like to, it sounds crazy. No, because we talk about it, it sounds crazy, but we really are there, like, critiquing and paying attention to every little thing we see in an event. And I think we took a lot of our experience from us going out and was like, okay, let's apply that to ours. Okay. And then we noticed, in the beginning, we noticed the disconnect is, why are our people, Black people, not allowed into some of these spaces? Why are we not being able to, you know, throw events there? You know, we have our obvious reasons, violence and everything, but it's not everyone's like that. So we kind of took the experience and what we thought we could do better and applied it to our events. And I think that's why, you know, the events have been going good and successful.
No, it definitely has, because, you know, we see, you know, every single event that you guys throw, even if it's parking, you know. But what I like about you guys is that you guys don't discriminate. Of an event that's happening, you guys like to partner with everybody or even support of one another, you know. So, you know, and especially with so many Black-owned businesses out here, I see you guys supporting so many Black-owned businesses that are trying to strive, and, you know, and in this time of age, it's so hard for Black-owned businesses to even grow and to even build just because it's, you know, what we're the life we're living, or, you know, so. But that's definitely important. To, especially for Fresno goers, is that we go to a venue that is going to have a good time. Is this going to be? Are there going to be more like a partnership with you guys and just a specific venue that you guys are always going to be at all the time during the events at, or would it always change?
I don't think we would be the type to be tied down anywhere. Mm-hmm. We genuinely do enjoy the work that we do in every single venue that we go to, whether it's Rose, Encore, wherever. It doesn't matter. Vixen. Well, we did one at Vixen as well.
Okay.
Wherever, you know, wherever we are, we love working with the different owners.
Okay.
And so I don't think we're the type really to be tied down to one area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think as we continue to grow, we'll be able to hit a couple of more markets. We even did Bobby's a couple of times. So yeah, I don't think we're the type to get tied down, but just continue to grow.
Wall everybody. To wall.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. like going outside of California, like maybe Vegas or maybe, you know, other places, Atlanta, or, you know, exploring different avenues as you guys grow and build.
Love to do Vegas.
Yeah, love to do Vegas. We've been asked a few times too.
Vegas.
Asked about Hawaii.
Yeah, asked about Hawaii. Okay. We've had a few in Vegas. And
where else? We have Sacramento.
Someone asked about LMRB in Houston. So Baker it really State. Just matters about timing and if it works and all that.
Okay. Is there like a venue that you guys don't want to work with no more?
Nah.
It's always a venue. It's always a venue that you, I mean, let me say a different way. Is there like a venue want to work with just because of past, you know, events that happen, or it's like, you know, it's not good business no more? Is there a club or a venue out here that you're like, you know what, I'm just gonna pass on that, and I'd rather go here than, you know, somewhere else?
Nah.
Everyone's equal. Everyone's like, you know, I'm gonna go here. The money talks, bullshit walks.
You know, we just like being in different places, you know what
that's
I mean?
Cool.
Like
that's cool.
Every single building, a different crowd comes to MI than that goes to the Rose,
right?
Then that goes to Bobby's,
right?
And that goes to Club Encore. Okay. You know what I mean? It's literally like,
I love R&B. I don't know who the people are in there. I ain't never seen these black people.
And come down.
You know, right? Come just for them. Just for the leading mic. Okay, so you know what? We're definitely gonna get into some good questions, especially with Dom. She got some great questions, and I'm gonna make sure. Yeah, take the drink. She got all the juicy, you know, tea. So
who wanna go first? Alex wanna go first?
Yeah, he said yeah.
Oh, he said yeah. So he was on Bub Wilco's Facebook. Do you consider yourself a sex symbol? The ladies wanna know.
I just think I'm a great guy with a good heart.
Okay. He's literally lying.
He's lying. I'm like, I'm sitting here like, great. You wrote that down, right?
You've been
waiting for this question.
They were gonna come up sometime.
I'm real meeting trained.
I see you. I said,
We were taking selfies outside before he came in. That's
him. You're going to see a sex symbol, all right.
Yeah. Ready.
Okay, Mike.
Here we go.
The T-App.
Hello.
He was on there.
Oh, what?
You had a lot of good reviews, though.
I did. I was surprised.
The ladies love me. So, how does it feel to be on the T-App? And how do you guys feel about the T-App?
To be on the T-App, it wasn't really a big... Honestly, I was a little bit more confused at first. Because literally, when I tell you I'm not talking to anybody, I don't know who wanted some little juice on me. But...
You know, you'd be all up in them ladies' faces.
I was coming over there. Come on.
Well, you can't. So, you know.
I'm kidding.
Full of shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I
love the architecture.
So what do you guys think about the T-App, though? Like, what do you guys think that, you know, ever since it came about?
I think it's so funny. Honestly, yeah. I genuinely love the T-App. I'm the type of guy, I already say, I have nothing to hide with anybody.
Right.
Any female that I've ever talked to, mess with, y'all can go put it publicly, our whole relationship, I would not care. That's just me as a person. I've never been the type to hide anything.
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You know,
sure.
Got it. I'll be scrolling sometimes, just looking like.
Yeah, I'll be on it. I'm still trying to get approved for it. I haven't got approved for it yet.
I got approved.
We had a watch party at my
house. I used my mama.
I
said, hang on, take a picture real quick. I'm on there.
I know they made one for men, but I'm on, like, y'all still haven't approved me yet, and I'm still trying to wait to see what's going on. Me and Tino got no access to it. They're not going to figure out what's going on.
There's one for the guys now. It's called the Juice
App. It's called the Juice App.
You got to get that one, the Juice App.
Okay, that one's like, man, where men can now, you know, speak their piece.
Right.
And I'm posting all y'all on this. And I'm posting all y'all on there. I'm not playing.
So watch out.
I'm posting everybody girlfriends.
I thought the T-App was cool at first. Then until I think, you know,
the ladies be lying.
Yeah, the ladies be lying. You know, I think once they seen the drama and the messiness with it, it got out of control.
They got
it. It got clout. Once it got so much fame and so much, you know, media, it just, everyone's like, you know, I'm just gonna post him. He don't even gotta have nothing. He's just gonna be posting. Just post.
You know, it's one thing to type behind a screen. Yeah. You could be anonymous.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I think that's what people took out.
Yeah,
that's the part I didn't appreciate.
Right.
You know,
they had your brother fucked up, huh?
Yeah, take me off of there.
I respect.
But I got the green flag though, so
I'm good.
Ladies,
flags.
Good guy.
Y'all know
DJ Alex, he wasn't on
that. No, he was on there. They was talking about him. They said he'd be ruining relationships. He's on home record. That's what they said.
But it got
taken down.
Yeah. So I have my legal team.
Right.
I was on there for a little bit. And then, you know,
bro said my legal team.
Relationships.
Home record.
By the grace of God.
You know what? I think it's because they're very friendly at I Love R&B. They walk around and they talk to everybody.
I mean, would you want a host who just mean mugs you?
For sure, for sure. And that's what I respect about you guys. Yeah. You guys come around and y'all speak. Don't take my money and not speak.
Just don't be your money.
Okay?
Nah.
Just take and get in and that's about
it. My little $20 piece.
Look.
I'm going to come give everybody a hug.
We've had those talks, though. Like, people are spending money to come here. How can we make, you know, that money work? Right. Because, you know, you work really hard for your $20.
Yeah. For sure.
Because you guys definitely people person, because every time I see you guys, or every time I see some video on social media, you guys are always interacting with the crowd or interacting with individuals, period, you know. So that's what I like about you guys, that you guys are not stuck up. Just because of the, you know, the club you guys get in, or, you know, the fame you guys get in now and stuff like that. And I say fame because, not saying that you're just famous worldwide, but, you know, this is more of a major thing just because that it's coming from black men that are doing it. And, you know, it's like I said, it's hard to, you know, make an impact in the city, especially as black men. So, you know, you guys are definitely doing your things and making sure people's comfortable. But also it brings the people, it makes people be more comfortable coming to the event and having a good time. Because if you got boring hosts, they're not going to want to come to the, you know, club. And, you know, I mean, yeah, we got to look good. We got to, you know, I mean, they don't want no ugly, you know, host and DJ, you know, I mean,
yeah.
It all comes with, you know, being a host and being a DJ and stuff like that. Have you guys, like, was able to, like, host certain weddings or certain events that you didn't want to do? Was there like a wedding or were there like an event that you're like, you know what? I don't want to do this event. It's too far, or I just don't want to do it because it don't represent who we are. Has there ever been an event like that?
Usually we won't do it if that's the case. Mm-hmm. If there's an event that comes across the table, that's just like.
But has there been an event that that's like, you know, I can't do it?
Essentially, yeah. There's been a couple. Okay. There's been a couple. Where we just like
Team Jam. How'd you like that? See you post RTK. How'd you like that?
Those
are the boys' fight.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really know. It was more so, you know, me doing it for Sarah. He told me the idea of the event, you know, giving back to youth event, mentors and everything. So I was really cool. It caught me by surprise. I wasn't sure. I didn't realize it was a Team Jam. Yeah,
for real.
You know, and regardless, you know, what they do, like, kind of seeing the impact they had on them kids, like, I was literally, the kids knew their words bar for bar. So I was actually really, really dope to see, you know. So, they're crazy. But, you know, having that impact on, you know, a generation, you know, that's hard to do.
Especially the youth.
Yeah. You know?
So it's so hard to get the youth to do positive things, especially with so much know, so much going on. Yeah. That. Have you guys like had people or just the youth coming to you like, you know, I want to do what you guys are doing. I want to be able to DJ and get to be host and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, how has that like changed your guys' life to just have people that look up to you guys?
Honestly, it's bigger for me with just, I have a lot of nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. Even just my niece, you know, I don't have it right now, but slit in my eyebrow. And my nieces and nephews the other day got their haircut and they got the little slit in their eyebrow. And that was just like the biggest thing for me. Right. I was like, here, you know, and I love
it's it. The little things that matter.
Yeah, you know, so just that enough, that my nieces and nephews looking at me and thinking I'm cool. And
right.
That's enough for me.
Right. That's cool.
My biggest thing.
I mean, that's cool. Because we always need, you know, those that look up to us. Because, yeah. You know, that's that in this day age, looking up to certain other things is so crazy.
Yeah.
Social media is becoming more and more, you know, it's putting kids in a predicament where it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, AI and everything like that. Like, social media is not how it used to be back then, where it's just so simple. Now it's so easy to, you know, be influenced by certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And violence and so much. So
I miss 2005.
You know, where you could just go to parties and, you know, like, it's not like that no more. Like, we can't even walk nowhere. We can't even walk to a party. We can't do nothing no more like how we used to be. It's because there's so much going on. But, you know, the influence that people bring onto the city, that's what brings it back for the youth, because, you know, right now it's all about the youth. Because those are the future. At the rest of the
for
youth,
sure.
You know, so we got to make sure that they're. But that's why I say, you know, influencing them and making sure that they have a right, you know, head on their shoulder and don't, you know, the things that you guys do for the community and for the youth, that's major important, especially for, you know, everybody in Fresno and stuff like that. So
thank you.
No, it's definitely, brother.
This is Dominique Love, and this is my co-host, Matt Woods, and this is the Sip and Talk. Thank you for DJ Alex and Lenny Mike for coming on.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Matt Woods.
And I'm Dominique Love.
And this is the Sip and Talk interview show.